Let's talk about cloning. We've all heard about cloning in one way or another, but it recently is not directly in the news, and there's a reason for that. There's no fight going on in the government, so to speak, that's making an argument about it. The problem right now is that they don't want people to know, or they don't want to admit to, the massive amount of perfected cloning that there is. Now, I'm going to bring up two specific entertainment points that are actually, they're not provable because it is entertainment, but it's reference towards what people are seeing in dripping reality, things that are slowly being dripped in here, like people saying, oh, that's not Biden, that's a mask, or this person or that person is wearing a mask. And then there's been TV shows that are locally produced in certain areas but not carried internationally, that people are playing around with somebody wearing a mask on TV, and they're like, wow, it looks so real. Two entertainment pieces. The first one is with Harrison Ford in the movie called Clones. Now, this movie is very old, and back in the day, it just looked like a great movie, and it was well made. But sadly, that movie now has become, from what I'm seeing, and maybe others will agree, is 100% reality. Reality. Now, there was a second cartoon made by a very famous, not old, but famous singer. Everybody knows the name Britney Spears. You know, she's an icon in today's world. She's still very young, but she apparently now she may have a child and may or may not be married or have a boyfriend. I have no idea. I don't care. Her life is her life. But she made somebody with her in concert, pardon the pun, made a video that shows her as this dark superhero that discovers a gigantic nest full of glass-enclosed cocoons with a replica of her inside, and she decides to destroy it. And there's lots of bad guys and huge male figures that are trying to stop her, and, you know, glowing yellow eyes, and it's one of those bizarre, cartoons of music. But it shows that she is telling us that she potentially in real life may have hundreds of clones. Now, I can think of nefarious reasons why that would be. And sadly, visually I can see a lot of people paying for nefarious purposes to have one of her clones as their own. So, with that being said, today's world underground does have cloning capabilities, along with other various dark things. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to tune into whether I can see one of these cloning facilities. Maybe give you an idea of what it might look like and who's down there. And I am being told that shown that there's multiple surfaces, multiple levels, and multiple places where they do this. Some of the smaller ones are in different countries in very secretive buildings. Sadly, I think some people might suspect that some of the buildings that have been newly created within the last 10 to 20 years, they may say, oh, it's for who knows what, maybe computers. But sadly, it's not just. I think that those buildings are meant for a lot more, and the security in those things is nearly impossible to get into because they say, oh, it's very sensitive stuff, only completely authorized people. Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's not fine, but that's what it is. Then if you go underground, the size of the facilities get much, much larger, multiple floors, and I would say tens of thousands of these things. On different floors, not tens of thousands on one floor. And multiple people who can afford to have it done, to have these things created, don't just create five, they create 10, 20, 30, maybe more, for, as I said, nefarious reasons, from advertising, needing to be at multiple places at one time to make make as much money as they can, to darker reasons for flesh and other things. So there is a dark side, and it is not obvious to people, but this is why we're here talking about the remote viewing. I can say is that what I am seeing here, and this is just coming to me, I can see one of these things opening up. But what I'm seeing is not like what you see in the movies. It's not laying flat or in a semi-horizontal position. It's upright. There is a massive amount of fluid inside of these things. But this fluid is very unique. It's almost as thick as oil. There are mostly black tubes. One tube's going into the nose, one tube into the mouth. It's completely sealed off. The ears are not covered. There is hair on most of them. And on this one, it's longer hair. But I don't think they're worried about that because they take care of that later on. But it's very long hair. I would dare say it goes down to the waist. For some reason, there's no genitalia. It's not a male or a female specifically. That's so bizarre. There are breasts for women, but those actually feel like they're implanted. I'm trying to comprehend what I'm seeing here, and I have more questions and it's more confusing. There's not very many windows to look in. It's not like they want to look at it all the time. It's actually mostly enclosed. There's one or two small windows to look inside. But I think they don't want to bother it while it's growing. So not much goes in there. It's mostly in the dark. I'm guessing that light may cause it a problem. I don't know, but it's very dark. If they're going to open it, everything gets drained out through the top. One or two things come out the bottom, but mostly it's the top. And whatever this fluid is, there's no dripping, there's no extra thing, you open it up and the water splashes out dramatically. Nothing like that. It's very well controlled. The pressure inside of this container is oddly different than the outside atmosphere for some reason. I don't know why. I can only speculate. When it's finally drained, the whole thing actually does get not just opened up like from the top to bottom to the top, but it actually gets turned onto its backside, and then it is opened up. Some open up from left to right, some open up from top to bottom, some open up from the bottom, raising up. And I don't know, I think it depends on the age of the machine. Some of them are older and some of them are newer. And I can tell you this, and this is surprising. When they open it, in many cases, not just in some, but in many cases, they're very concerned about the first exposures. Apparently, the bodies sometimes cannot handle it. They have some kind of shaking or something that goes on, and the body just stops. They're like, oh shit, this one died. Then they just remove the body and dispose of it. Other times it comes out, they're perfectly fine. They survive the awakening process, but many, many do not. Which is very curious. I've never even heard of that. So once they are awakened, I'm very curious, but somehow there is a process involved where a consciousness, self-awareness, to a certain extent, comes into play. But the machines that are used for that are not these electrodes that connect to the mind. They're put into this machine. The only way I can describe this machine, even close, and this is really not good, in the movie Total Recall, you see the actor, he says he wants to go on this simulated vacation that's put into your mind as a memory and you don't actually go anywhere. In this, he is put in near this machine that looks like he slid backwards into this, I can't even explain it. All I know is it's a circle. He stick his head halfway into it and it lights. That's the machine that I would say something like what would be happening to these people when they are given the messages. I don't see anything penetrating the skull. There might be something that penetrates the sides next to the eyes that are where the skull has openings, but I don't think it's like lobotomizing needles that go in. But that's about it. And it doesn't take a very long time, but it does take a few hours for the brain to receive and to assimilate, and for the neurons to deal with this energy that's coming in and place and how to organize the memories. And this takes a very large power, a power source and a machine, and I would even dare say artificial intelligence, to deal with the awakening process. The body is not that difficult. The brain is dangerous. So I don't see many humans being involved in this part of it. I see one or two, but the rest of it is controlled by something that can think very fast, process at speeds that human beings can't process things at. And that's where the money comes into play. That's why it costs so much. Once this thing is done in this process, they might sit up and go, okay, so I'm so-and-so. Huh. And now they can stand up and the people come over and say, hey, you can relax, you know, you're just being born. And these things are aware of who they're representing, but they know that they are not the original. And that's part of the programming. They're saying, you don't have to panic, you don't have to be depressed, there's no emotional thing here, it's just, you know who you're supposed to be and your talents. But the emotional part of your life expectancy is programmed into have accepted that as you wake up, which is, that's what I'm being told to say, that's what I'm seeing. And it's quite unnerving to anybody who's ever not seen it. But to the technicians, this is an everyday thing. And I think they try to wake up, I'm being shown 3 to 5 people a day get woken up. That's the maximum they can handle. Not much more than that. Not much more than that. Unless there's an emergency, maybe? I don't know. But the amount of doubles or clones there are for humans, it's astounding. And it's international. And you need a lot of money for these things. So that's what I'm getting from this process. The room that this thing in, every room, every place, they're all kind of different. Let me rephrase that. They're all in a very, I was thinking they were all different, but that's because I was looking. I wasn't scanning the room. I was just turning around, so to speak. And what I'm seeing is that each room has a very specific design for the purposes of the clones. And I'm being shown it's based on how many have been ordered and how soon they want them to be available. So that is where they grow them in a certain room. They have so many technicians and so much power to handle the process. So that's where the differences come in. And I can tell you this, that if you're somebody who's in, like, let's say the United States, and you want to have 100 clones, there is no guarantee that that clone factory is going to create them in the United States. It may be in another country altogether, and then they are shipped to you or brought over to you through underground tunnels, and you go down to a certain location, and like an army, they just stand there. And the original takes a look at them, and then they explain to them the process of how they're integrated and what their jobs are. And because they're conscious, they have to make very strict conversations. I'm trying to see if there's any kind of deal that they make where they understand it, or if there's a contract. That's hard to see. I don't feel, scratch that, there is a contract. But I don't think that the clones actually are responsible for signing it. I think that the creators assign each clone their job, and they create the contract that they have successfully completed the process for each clone's job. That's where there's a contract. So that's what I'm getting. And it's hard to spot clones. Very, very hard. And that's why I say the reality of Blade Runner with Harrison Ford has come true. It's a reality. It's no longer fiction. Curious. Okay, that's enough for that particular thing. I need to break off because my head is all of a sudden becoming spaghetti. Okay, talk to you later.